This is Dr. Omoto dictating a new patient. Please use a new patient template. Actually, new consultation template. New consultation template. Patient last name is Ariola. A-R-R-E-O-L-A. First name is Benedicta. B-E-N-E-D-I-C-T-A. Date of birth is April 24, 1976. Please also add an ID number 98888-198. Referring provider and a date of service. Date of service is March 16, 2023. Referring provider is James Pelton, J-A-M-E-S space P as in Paul, E-L-T-O-N as in Nancy, M-D, at S-C-I, F as in Frank, C-I, all in capital letter, in Dublin. Reason for consultation, facial rash with lab workup indicating positive ANA at 1 column 80 with homogeneous pattern. Subjective, this is a 46-year-old Hispanic female with history of no chronic medical illness who is referred for evaluation for facial rash, which it started about a year ago period. Next line, it started as a small patch in upper lip about a year ago, which also affected forehead period. Initially, she was given oral prednisone, which didn't help with her facial rash period. She'll have those facial rash on and off for the last 1 year, and seems to have gotten worse with the distribution more wider area period. It usually involves the cheek area and the forehead period. She also noticed that her ear area is dry period. Those rashes are not usually itchy period. She was given two topical medication, which she's not sure, but it was a cream and a gel period. Next paragraph, she is not usually under the sun, so she's not sure the association with the sun exposure as a trigger period. She has thought about possible allergic reaction to food or the product that goes over to her face period. However, she only gets rash on her face, so she is not convinced that it is a food-associated allergy reaction period. She noticed that when she puts on the makeup, she develops rash period. But she also gets rash when she's not wearing makeup as well period. She does not have any history of skin diseases, but she has a daughter who has eczema who seems to get rash in the same area that she gets a facial rash period. She denies any family history of autoimmune disorder period. She denies any alopecia, oral sores, respiratory or cardiac issues, any Raynaud, joint pain, joint swelling period. Past medical history, none. Medication allergy, non medication, birth control pill one every day, she has been on this for a number of years. Family history, patient denies any history of autoimmune disorder. Social history, she is single, has three children, she does not smoke. Review of system, she admits to facial rash as per HPI, denies any other systemic symptoms period. Physical examination in general. Skin, please modify. Patient has slightly erythematous change on her cheek and very mild papular changes in the above the eyebrow period. She is not currently experiencing the facial rash today period. She has a mild dryness in the tragus of the ears bilaterally, but it is not erythematous period. She does not seem to have any other rash today in the rest of the body period. Rest of the physical exam is per template. Diagnostic data, no formal report accompanied with the patient today, but it is reported by the physician that her ANA is positive at one column 80 with homogeneous pattern period. Impression number one, facial rash, comma, she does not have a rash today, but she does have slightly erythematous area over the cheek and right forehead, right above the eyebrow period. I have shown some picture of our mailer rash from lupus and rosacea with some papular changes, but she does not feel that neither of them are similar to her rash period. When I asked if there was a sparing of the nasolabial folds by the rash, comma, she is not certain about that detail period. Recommendation number one, explain to the patient regarding the possible skin changes that can happen with lupus, including mailer rash, as well as other skin condition that is involved in lupus period. Next, my suspicion for her rash to be lupus-related rash is low, as the systemic cortisone that was prescribed to her in the beginning did not seem to improve her skin rash at all, period. I also suspect the most recent topical cream that she tried on may be possibly cortisone cream, which does not seem to help either, period. Next, in order to complete the workup for possible lupus, comma, I would recommend doing additional blood work, including dsDNA, comma, C3, comma, C4, and ESR, period. If it's not done, also CBC and comprehensive metabolic panel is helpful, period. Next, since I do feel that this could be a possible rosacea issue, comma, I would recommend giving her a trial of metronidazole topical cream or gel to the face daily for several months to see if she can notice an improvement of her pattern of her rash frequency period. Next, I also have asked her to pay attention at the next occurrence, comma, to see if there is a nasolabial fold involvement period. Next, if the labs are normal and if the metronidazole topical seems to be working okay, comma, no follow-up is necessary, but if you have any questions or concern, or if the lab is abnormal, or if she develops any other suspicious symptoms of lupus, comma, please have her follow up with me, period. This is the invitation.